May the Lord help us to worship him this evening, commencing with hymn number 251. When Jesus with his mighty love visits my troubled breast, my doubts subside, my fears remove, and I'm completely blessed. Hymn number 251.
Thank you. let us read together from the Word of God, from three portions of Scripture. First, the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 41, and reading the first 20 verses. Isaiah chapter 41, in the first 20 verses. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. To raise up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it? Calling the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped everyone his neighbor. And everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering, and he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thrash the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittar tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. You now please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, and we read the first 16 verses. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light to all them that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And lastly, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, and the first 6 verses. Matthew 11, verses 1 to 6. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent 2 of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said to them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now in prayer. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness that enables us to come and meet together in this way and manner at this evening hour. Lord, we do not enjoy it this way, but we are thankful for it, very thankful, Lord, for this means and this technology that we have today, so that we are not deprived totally and utterly from the services of thy house. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou, in thy mercy, condescend to own and bless, dear Lord, these things. Oh, that it may be, Lord, as the Apostle Paul says, the things that have happened unto me have turned out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. And oh, may it be so this evening hour, although we find ourselves in our own home, we pray, dear Lord, that it may be a time of blessing to our souls. Oh, that blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. Dear Lord, do come, open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon us. Not, Lord, because we're worthy, because we're not, but, Lord, we pray thou do it for thine own great namesake, for thine honour, glory, and thy praise. The benefit will be ours, the praise will and shall be thine. We do pray then that thou would help us. Help us, Lord, now to bow our head before thee in confession of all our sin and guilt and all our transgressions. Lord, and one may speak for others, Lord, we've got a multitude of sin and iniquity, many faults, many failings, many inconsistencies, heart wanderings and backslidings, and sins of omission as well as of commission. And Lord, we, Jesus, we plead with thee to cover them all with the mantle of thy forgiving love. Oh, that there may be like dear Hezekiah, that was able to proclaim, and all my sins is cast into the depths of the sea. We do pray, dear Lord, thy blessing then. And we pray, dear Lord, that we may know that true broken spirit, and that contrite heart, and indeed that heart that trembles at thy word. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou art then bless our souls abundantly with thy loving kindness, with thy tender mercies. Lord, we may be, oh, there may be one listening here tonight, Lord, that perhaps joined in and whose prayer has been with the publican all day. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Lord, thou knowest thy people often get there. Lord, because as David says, that his sin is ever before him. And so, Lord, as another said, daily I'd repent of sin and daily wash in Calvary's blood. And so, Lord, we need to come. But, Lord, then if there's one that's come like that tonight, oh, that it may be the time, the appointed time, thy time, when, dear Lord, thou reach forth thy love and mercy to such, when such, Lord, it will be said, that he went down to his house justified rather than the other. Oh, to be justified in the name, in the blood, and in the righteousness and finished work of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, we do pray, thou hear our prayer. Do help us then. And pray, dear Lord, thou would abundantly bless our souls, then with the riches of thy grace and thy love. Lord, thou hast blessedly, graciously, mercifully made a way whereby poor sinners may come unto thee, even through thine own dear Son, Jesus. And we have that mercy seat. We have that throne of grace. And dear Lord, we pray that we may come in humble faith, looking unto Jesus, looking up unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Then, dear Lord, do hear our prayer. home, we pray thee, Lord, thou indeed commune with us and tell us, Lord, and make us feel it, that we are thine, forever thine. Now, Lord, do remember and bless, Lord, the little cause of truth that sways thee. We pray for them, Lord, do bless them together. Do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. Do make thy goodness pass before them. Lord, and we pray that thou wilt bless their souls. Lord, they each have a never-dying soul. And Lord, it's these never-dying souls, Lord, that will and must live throughout and never end in eternity. And we know, Lord, that there is but heaven or hell. Lord, and we pray, dear Lord, forbid it, Lord, that any should be found in the latter, but may each be found at last. Ah, Lord, if thy will, Lord, we should be laid in the grave one day, unless thou dost come before. But, Lord, we pray that we may be amongst those, dear Lord, that shall rise first. Oh, we pray, Lord, to meet the Lord in the air and to be found in heaven, to be found with Jesus, him whom our soul loveth. Lord, we do pray thy blessing. Lord, we seek then thy gracious help at this evening hour. Oh, that thou feed our souls with the bread of heaven, with the water of divine life. To this end, Lord, do help a poor sinful man to speak a few things in thy name and to thy praise and to thy glory. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name would we give glory. Then, dear Lord, do hear. Remember then, Lord, the church congregation at Swayze, bless them each. Be with the dear children, the young ones. Help them, Lord. Trying times, Lord. Thy people have trying times, but these children are in very trying times at the present, Lord. We pray for them, thy gracious help, Lord, and we pray that help the parents to endeavour to teach the children. Lord, we pray thy gracious help. And Lord, we pray that the children may not suffer as a result of these things. They may see thy good hand. Lord, again, it may be the things that have happened unto me have turned out rather the furtherance of the gospel. Lord, do bless. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt hear prayer that this virus may indeed be removed from us. But Lord, what is it, Lord? The sin, so much of it, Lord. And we're one of the nation as well, Lord. Oh, then may we confess our sin. But Lord, return into the friends at Swayze, Lord. Bless them, do graciously help them. Oh, and bind them together, Lord, and feed their souls. And pray, Lord, that thou wilt graciously help the deacons, Lord, undertake for them in their burdens, cares, responsibilities, we do pray. And Lord, and we pray thou go before each and all, the old ones and the younger ones, and the children, Lord, go before them, undertake for them, Lord, we pray, abundantly bless them. Oh, and provide for them. Lord, provide for them in life. Oh, they may find suitable boy, suitable girl. Lord, they may eventually join together in marriage. Lord, they may find suitable employment. And they may find a suitable home to live in. Lord, do help them. There's so much for them, Lord. They need thy help. And oh, that they may ask of thee, oh, that thou dost direct them, Lord, in the affairs of life. Be gracious to them, Lord. Oh, and above all, Lord, may they have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. May they have an aching void that this world cannot fill. May their cry be, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Lord, do bless. We pray then thy help. We pray for those, Lord, that some, Lord, that walk with and in a bereavement's path, do comfort their hearts, support them and undertake for them and bless them. And there's some, dear Lord, that have and have had disappointments. We pray, dear Lord, that thou mercifully help them and support them and undertake for them. Oh, may they see thy good hand. Oh, we pray thou make a way for them. And then, Lord, as others that may be laid aside in sickness and affliction's path, put thy hand and heal as certainly some of thy people, Lord, here and there that we know of and think of, they're laid aside. We pray, Lord, thy blessing to rest upon them. Some of them, Lord, undergo treatment for various things. Others maybe go under a surgeon's hand. Lord, do be very near, very gracious, blessedly help. Do undertake, Lord, for each and all we pray. Lord, do be very, very near to them, we beg. Hear these are prayers. Who help, Lord? And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember others. Lord, we know those that have stood around a grave today. Lord, we pray thou wilt comfort their hearts. Lord, bless the widow. And bless the family, Lord. Lord, there are those then that have, others have lost a mother, a father, maybe a brother, a sister, a child. Lord, do undertake for them. Blessedly help. Hear these our prayers. And Lord, and do remember us as a nation. Oh, guide and govern those that rule and reign over us. They have some major decisions to make. Oh, that they may be guided of thee. They have a lot of criticism. Lord, and that's the easy part, to criticize. But to get off one's laurels, Lord, and get on with work is a different matter. Lord, do be very, very gracious, we pray. Blessedly help. Oh, and pray thou hear the prayers of thy people. Dear Lord, that they may be guided and directed. We think of the many thousands of our fellow countrymen that mourn the loss of near and dear ones. Oh, that it may be sanctified to them. And the Lord, those doctors and nurses and the frontline staff, Lord, all associated, Lord, with this COVID disease, we pray, Lord, thy help for them. And pray, dear Lord, thou be with us. Oh, pardon our every sin. Accept our humble thanks, dear Lord, for all the many mercies, favours, blessings we have received and enjoyed day by day, hour by hour. The mercies countless the sands. Lord, we acknowledge thy goodness and kindness to us. But Lord, now we need thy help. Lord, we're a poor man. Lord, we need thy help. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou would open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. And pray, dear Lord, thou come now, fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we plead the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn number 177. Soon as faith the Lord can see, bleeding on the cross for me, quick my idols all depart, Jesus gets and fills my heart. Hymn number 177. Thank you.
Dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention to the chapter we read, Isaiah chapter 41. and verse 17. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Isaiah 41, verse 17. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. This word has been very special to me over many years. Indeed, it was the first word I ever attempted to preach from publicly. But I just say this, when I was exercised about the ministry just a year or two before I went to preach, One day at work I opened my Bible in my dinner hour, and I read this chapter, and I stopped here at this 17th verse, and I had such sweet meditation upon it. I only wish and pray that I could have it again this evening hour. But I remember this exercise of the ministry. I said, Lord, if this is really right for me to go and preach, then do cause the deacon, there's a prayer meeting that evening, do cause the deacon to read this chapter. Well, there was an answer of prayer that night, because this chapter was read at that prayer meeting. I never forgot it. It came back to my mind earlier today. Oh, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none. Now then, the first here, when the poor and needy seek water. We don't want to read into the Word of God things that are not there. But if it says when, then there is something that is begun. That is when it happens. Now, has this begun with you, that you seek this water, that you're poor and needy? It's the poor and the needy ones that seek water. We're there in Matthew 5 a moment ago, Jesus there preaching on the mountainside to the multitudes there. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, he didn't say, blessed are they that haven't got any money. He didn't say, blessed are they that are poorly clothed or anything like that. No, he said, blessed are they that are poor in spirit. You see, there was, and it is so here in this text, oh, it's the spiritual need. And oh, it's those with a spiritual need that they know their own poverty. They feel so poor in and of themselves. They cannot retain God's word. They want something for their souls. Oh, something that will live and land them safe in glory in heaven. Last, when they shall be called away from this time state to enter into eternity. Oh, but then it's to be with Christ, which is far better. But they're poor in spirit. Oh, and will that ever be, is their question. When the poor and needy seek water. and there is none. But you say, this seeking of this water, why, my friends, it is this, it is the spiritual application of it to your souls. It's the water of divine life. It's the word of God's grace to your poor, never dying soul. Is that that satisfies your hunger, your thirst after righteousness? Yes, there was the blessed are they which do. Jesus went on there, didn't he, Matthew 5? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Can you say this? Jesus, my soul's athirst for thee. Absent from thee, I cannot live. Is that how it is? Yes, and you've heard me say this and quote this verse a good number of times. 737, gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never-ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. Is that the sincere cry, the sincere desire out of your heart at this evening hour? Give me Christ, or else I die. Yes, all unholy and unclean, I am nothing else but sin. On thy mercy I rely, but give me Christ, or else I die. This only came to seek and to save the lost, and he will not change his mind. Yes, and it's give me Christ. This hungering, thirsting after righteousness, when the poor and needy, these poor ones, why they feel their poverty, their poverty in their prayers. They say their prayers, I often say my prayers, but do I ever pray? Prayer is the upward glance of the eye when none but God is near. Prayer is a desire. There are those in the Word of God. Dear Hannah was one. Hannah, yes. It was there she was in the house of God. And there she was praying. No words were coming out of her mouth. Her lips moved, but nothing was coming out. And Eli judged her wrong, didn't he? It's how you go to the house of God. Yes, no words seem to come out of your mouth. You cannot get these words out of your mouth. But this summed you up, or does it not, and me? Here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none. The poor. I purposely read those few verses in Matthew 11. Why, there the dear Lord Jesus tells those disciples of John to go back and tell John and see him and tell him the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. Yes, dear soul, and dear Isaiah, all these years before the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ came into the world, he here is preaching this same blessed, glorious gospel. When the poor and needy seek water. Yes, there was a time. There's a time, maybe, dear soul, with you and I, when we cared not about these things. But something, someone, somewhere made a difference. Yes, the Lord changed our heart. Blessed be his glorious name. Oh, and the things that we once went after, now we leave them all. Now we press forward toward the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Now we go to chapel with a totally different attitude. We go there with a blessed, gracious expectancy. Will the Lord speak to me today? Will there be a word for me tonight? Will the Lord, and you say, come, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Oh, yes, Lord, speak. Speak, Lord, and let thy servant hear and hear the words of eternal life. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. When the poor and needy seek water. Ah, yes, dear soul. Are you seeking this water of a divine life? You know, the dear psalmist, he speaks about this, does he not? Why, he says here in Psalm 63, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I've seen in the sanctuary. Oh, yes, my soul longeth for thee. Longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, you see, where and there is none. When the poor and needy seek water. Oh, what a mercy if you and I are found in that beatitude there in Matthew's gospel then. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are they which do, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Not those that are. You see, the word do, you see, it's a constant, gracious exercise. It isn't something, my friends, that we have just for a short period in our life, in our spiritual experience. No, it is something that is ever before us. Oh, and it's this constant cry to the Lord for mercy, for the Lord to appear, the Lord to reveal himself to your poor, never dying soul. Yes, dear Job, he had this hunger and thirst. Oh, he was poor, he was needy. Yes, oh, but he said, oh, that I knew where I might find him, and I might come even unto his footstool, and I fill my mouth with arguments. Yes, oh, that I knew where I might find him. Oh, yes, and when takes place in your heart and mine, why, we know this, that we shall not find it out in the world. Where I might find him. Yes, yes, oh, we shall find him. Yeah, to the joy and rejoice of our hearts. There'll be a searching for him. Yes, oh, yes, we take hold of the Bible. Why, it's a different book to what it once was. Yes. Once we read it, and we didn't know what we'd read, and we didn't understand what we'd read, and we didn't desire to know what we'd read. But now, oh, there's that for the Lord to make his word very, very precious to our poor, never dying souls. Yes, oh, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none. or the you say again that the Lord is very, very merciful, oh, unto the poor and needy ones. Yes, in their distresses, in their perplexities. You go back to the ancient children of Israel. There they were in Egypt. They were poor and needy there, were they not? Why? And they cried out unto the Lord, did they not? For the Lord mercifully appear to them, and that he would deliver them from their troubles. And yet, what's this text say here? I, the Lord, will hear them. God heard their groaning. But you know, what I was going to refer to was the third chapter here of Exodus. And the Lord said to Moses, he met him here, the burning bush. The bush is burnt but not consumed. And he said to him this, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of that land into a good land, a large and a land flowing with milk and honey. Yes. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none. Yes, it is when there is none. Now, I do wish to be careful. I am not speaking against any minister that ever enters into the pulpit at Swavesey. But sometimes, yes, a poor child of God, yes, a poor and needy child of God may go to the house of God. Yes, shall I say constantly? Yes. Oh, the poor and needy seek water, and there is none. Yes, and you come away, oh, disappointed. Oh, and the adversary, oh, he torments you night and day. But these, oh, you still cannot give up, can you? You go with a little, who can tell? It may be the Lord will speak to me today, speak to me tonight, that I shall hear something that I can take hold of, something that will be applied by the power, the unction of his Holy Spirit to my poor, never-dying soul. Yes, and there is none. And their tongue faileth for thirst. Oh, what a dreadful experience, naturally, that must be. Oh, for the tongue to fail for thirst. I believe I'm right in saying that the tongue fails for thirst, it swells up. And consequently, there is choking and death. Oh, dear soul. And it says it. It comes back to that hymn, doesn't it? Give me Christ, or else I die. Comes to this, does it not, dear soul? Mine's an urgent, pressing case. I can no denial take whilst I plead for Jesus' sake. Dear soul, yes. But the Lord says here, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none. You know, none means none. It's not just a little. No, it's nothing. There is nothing. And there is none. No word of grace. No comfort, no consolation. Oh, and it's an experience sometimes that some, not all, not all, but some of God's dear people walk in. And sometimes it's for a long period. But, you know, the Lord tries the righteous. He tries the righteous. What did he say? Or what does it read about him regarding Philip? That he himself knew what he would do. Yes, here's how he knew what he was doing with Philip. And he knows what he's doing with you. All to make us sick of self and more fond of him. Yes, and their tongue faileth for thirst. Oh, dear soul, and you know, you might come to this. You come to the end. You can't go on any longer. Oh, why? Because you must have Christ. You must have the word of his grace. Well, there's a blessed promise here. There's a blessed promise here. And it's this: I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the Lord, will hear them. Now then, this is thought has just come to my mind. I, the Lord, will hear them. I've been speaking as though there's just one. One soul comes in. Oh, and you feel so destitute. But dear soul, you're not the only one. I, the Lord, will hear them. Yes, dear soul, as others walk the same path as you do. Oh, but the Lord says, I, the Lord, will hear them. Yes, dear soul, he hears and he answers. You see, sometimes poor fallen man, yes, in a sinful state very often, somebody will ask for something and somebody's ear appears to be closed. They've heard, but they're not going to answer. But here's how, when the Lord says and gives a blessed promise such as this, I, the Lord, will hear them. Here's how, he will hear and he will answer. Let's go back again here to Exodus chapter 3. And what was it that the dear Lord said to dear Moses? It was this, was it not? Yes. I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry. And have heard their cry. Yes, dear soul, those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. He's heard it, dear soul. And he says this, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. He's come down to deliver. He will hear, he will answer. He will hear, he will answer their prayers. Yes, dear soul. Answers then are promised. Answers are promised. Answers are forthcoming. You know, there's a word in here in Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 65, verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they're yet speaking, I will hear. I, the Lord, will hear them. Yes, dear soul, he hears them. You know, he hears them, but you know that word them. Oh, friend. My mind just goes to John's Gospel 17, the Lord's prayer of intercession. And what does he say there? Yes. And why, let's look at it to make sure we quote it correctly. And he says there in prayer to his Father, I pray for them. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Dear soul, blessed be his name. The dear Lord Jesus Christ has prayed for you. He's prayed to his Father on your behalf. I have prayed for them. The prayer of intercession. And yes, dear soul, and you and I, we sometimes think, do we not, that, oh, there's nothing for our poor, never-dying soul. But dear soul, with this text here tonight, their tongue faithfuleth us, I, the Lord, will hear them, and the prayer of Jesus, I pray for them. I pray for them. Why, what more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? Why, dear soul, this prayer here in John 17, it is so valuable. It is so wonderful to God's dear people. Yes, those that feel to be afar off. But this whole, it's those that he has pronounced, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Yes, I pray for them. What did the hymn writer say? I can't think of the number now, but by covenant, transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did reside. Yes, by covenant transact, I pray for them. Yes. Oh, he prays. This, oh, and his prayer avails. His prayer prevails. His prayer makes a way. His prayers will be answered. His prayers are answered. Yes, dear soul, his prayers are answered. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Ah, yes, dear soul, you may question, that's another matter altogether, that you have been given unto them. But dear soul, the word of God's grace is this. When the poor and needy seek water, there's none, the tongue faileth, for I, the Lord, will hear them. Yes. And he says there in Exodus, yes, and I'm come down to deliver them. Yes, yes, oh, and he prays for them. Oh, what a blessed, blessed mercy. He will hear. Now, again, there's this, you know, the Lord's people, Zechariah speaks of them, the Lord's people. And in chapter 13, verse 9, he says, and I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined and will try them as gold is tried. Then he says this, and they shall call on my name. And that's not the end of the verse, dear soul. The end of the verse is this, and I will hear them. And I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. what did dear Thomas say? My Lord and my God. Yes, what was his request? Jesus, reveal thyself to me. I will not believe. But you see, Jesus comes. Jesus comes. Thomas is present the second time. Yeah. Maybe, dear soul, the Lord will come. Yes. And you and I will be present. And he will say, Thomas, reach hither thy finger. Put thy finger in the print of the nails and thrust thy hand in my side and be not faithless, but believing. Blessed are they which have not seen and yet have believed. Oh, amazing grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Go back to the psalm, Psalm 91. Why, and what do we read there in Psalm 91? The dear psalmist says this to us there at the close of that lovely psalm. Why, it says this, because he hath set his love. Now let's just go back here a bit. Why, verse 8, yes. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Dear soul, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Dear soul, it will not be your lot. It will not be your lot. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. It comes down here, the last two verses. No, verse 14. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. A sinner, a poor, needy sinner, has set his love upon the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, on the Lord of life and glory. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Listen, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. And I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Let me quote it again. What more can he say? Than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. Yes, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth athirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. Evidently his heart, is he? This is the faithful God. Yes, and then he says, I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Now, let you just turn over here to chapter 43, verse 1. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, he that formed thee, O Israel. And this text doesn't say Jacob. It says, I, the God of Israel. Yes. Israel's God. Israel's faithful God. The one that formed him. Yeah. Yes. Dear old Jacob. Yes, he had a lot of spots and blemishes and crooked corners, just like you and I have got. And they have to come off. They have to go under the hammer, the mason, to be formed and shaped, to be prepared, to be built upon that wall in Zion. Zion's wall, yes. But he formed. And, you know, this thought comes to mind. When Solomon built the temple, why, everything was prepared offside, away from the actual site of the temple itself. It was all prepared somewhere else. It is all, yes. And the Lord prepares you and I, yes, here in this time state for eternity. Yes, it's when the work of grace is done, partner of my throne thou shalt be. When, yes, there's when in this text, isn't there? There's a when in the hymn writer speaks of it. Oh, and the blessed Holy Spirit's work wherein, when the work of grace is done. Ah, yes, dear, oh, there'll be that joining together with the Lord in glory. You see, Solomon, it's wise builder. Why, nothing, there was no sound of a hammer or anything of that nature in the building of the temple. Everything was fitted off-site. And dear soul, and you and I, the Lord prepares his people for that prepared place. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be also. See, he's being prepared for it. You and I might say, why is this? Why is this trouble? Why is this trial? Why is this difficulty? He's yes. It's all this whole to his own honor, glory, and his eternal praise. Blessed be his name. You see, what did we say just now, I believe? And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried, and they shall call on my name, and I will hear them, and I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. You say, I will bring the third part through the fire. These are, yes, trials must and will endure. It is, oh yes, to see love inscribed upon them all. Yes. What I do now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Yes, yes, and there was this, is there not? I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. He didn't forsake Israel, did he? He tried Israel. Poor man. He had his fair share of trials, did he not? And dear soul, and you and I will. And dear soul, and God's grace in one another's heart does not mean that you and I shall be without trials. He giveth more grace. Yes, and grace, oh, the smallest, shall and will be tried. It will, dear soul. You cannot escape it. It will be tried, yes, because the furnace will have its work. The stones will be prepared for heaven, for glory. Yes, this side of the grave, nothing else, nothing to be done the other side. But what's to be done the other side? Yes, it's to live and bless and praise his holy name, where sinners exalt him. Oh, why me, O blessed God? Why such a wretch as I, that must forever lie in hell and not salvation free? I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. What does he say here? Verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. It is, oh, blessed be his glorious name. Yes, ah, they shall call, he will answer. Yes, and dears, oh, why, dears, oh, what does the Apostle Paul repeats the words of the Lord to Joshua, does he not, in the 13th chapter of the Hebrews? And why, and it reads here, therefore he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. For he, the Lord of life and glory, he hath said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. He hath said, yes, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Why? Yes, just go back here to dear Jacob, Israel, Jacob. He was still here in chapter 28 of the book of Genesis. And you remember there how Jacob there, he had a dream, didn't he? Saw a ladder, the angels of God ascending, and the Lord was above it. Why? And you say, and he said this to him, behold, I'm with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and I'll bring thee again into this place, into this land. For I will not leave thee until I've done that which I've spoken to thee of. Ah, friends, yes. Dear soul, what a blessing there, dear Jacob had. And what did he say? This is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. This is a terrible place. The Lord was there. Dear soul, and oh, yes, to feel a feeling sense of the presence of the Lord, of his divine majesty, of his power, of his sacred presence. Yes, oh, I, the God of Israel, will not forsake thee. Dear soul, he will never leave. He will not say. And who is this? This is to you, poor soul, the poor and needy. Yes, poor though I am, despised for God, yet Jesus, my Lord, forgets me not. I leave the few thoughts. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Field will preach to us again on Sunday at 10:30 and 6:30. And there will be a prayer meeting on Monday evening and a preaching service on Tuesday evening, both at 7:00. Let us close with hymn 948. What is this world to me? This world is not my home, a scene of pain, of grief and woe. When will my Saviour come? Hymn 948.
Lord, we do humbly pray thy blessing to rest upon thy word. And we do plead that thou wilt help us, spare us, and meet with us on thy day around thy word. May we know and have and receive thy blessing. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.